The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
The Sands is proud to present a wonderful new show, A Man and His Music. The music of Count Basie and his great band. And the man is Frank Sinatra.
Here we go, baby. Swinging into Wednesday with Francis Albert.
How did all these people get in my room? Come fly with me, we'll fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly away. Come fly with me, we'll float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, we'll float down in the blue.
Good morning, good morning. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It is 6:06 on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday, August 14th, 2019. Great to have you along. And it was what a crazy, crazy 24 hours. I'm telling you what. I mean, in my life. I mean, not in your life as well. I mean, from one day to the next, I don't know how I maintain the schedule, but we are here. We are good to go. And there's so much to talk about. And we go over. I see everything that's breaking it down. And I want to just talk to you about a couple things that get completely missed in the media, and that is my job. I try to revisit things, and then we'll talk about these things. But the big news is, and as we found out from Mike Gallagher yesterday, it was so funny about the Chris Cuomo story, and there's other much more important stories, but the Chris Cuomo story is just funny, where some guy calls him Fredo, and then you watch Chris Cuomo's reaction. He got so mad. Chris Cuomo on CNN, you know, and so now after the show, and we had a laugh about it, and you know, we're always quoting The Godfather, and then I'm always telling you how great Italian Americans are. 99.9% Italian Americans have nothing to do or ever had anything to do with the mafia, you know. And but as Italians, they could say anything about us, and they could be racist, they could call us whatever they want. So then Fox News calls, and then they go, Joe, could you come up to Midtown? And then don't forget, I had to do the Yankee game. I went to the Yankee game to stop by just to say hi, which we had a great time. I'll tell you about that. But I go to Fox, and then they walk me up into an arbitrary room. And I said, well, who's this for? I thought it was for, you know, usually Neil Cavuto or somebody over there. You know, we did Dagan with Maria. Saw Dagan, by the way, yesterday. Great gal. And said thank you for giving us such a fun shot on Monday here, you know, from the studio. So on the Mornings with Maria. So I don't know who I'm with. And then I do this between you and I, because I tell you everything at this hour. And I know it's podcast later, but I'm hoping that no one really listens to the 6 to 7 podcast, because this is our time. I go, I text the producer. You can send a car to, you know, Broadway, wherever we are, you know, down the station. And they go, oh, we don't have the ability to send a car. This was Fox. We don't have ability. I go, I'm sorry. Now, because it wasn't a show, it was just like an arbitrary Fox hit for the stations, the regular broadcast stations, for Fox Business and Fox News. Send a car. Now, do I do prima donna, Joe? Listen to me. Do I go, or do I do like I do at the station? I guess I'll hop in a cab. So I was on my way to the stadium anyway. Then I go, okay, let me just hop in a cab. Because I don't like to cause problems, you know? I said, fine, let's go. Because I thought it was an issue. The Italian-American issue was important enough, and the mission and the purpose and the cause was important enough to go up to Fox. So I went up, and they put me in this room, like on the 17th floor, and this nice, nice girl. Some of these producers are great, and I'm hoping that, you know, my daughter, Allie, who was in communications and public relations and new media and that sort of thing, I hope she can end up at a network like this, because most of the girls running Fox, by the way, are these young gals, you know, out of these great colleges. And she was very smart, this kid, and she was telling. And so she starts asking me about Chris Cuomo, and then I found myself. Sometimes you formulate in your mind what you're going to say, right? And that, but sometimes you find yourself within the interview of finding what you're talking about and being able to execute what you want to say. On the fly, as it were. So I'm talking about it, and I'm going, you know, and I said it, and then I'm telling you now, which I wasn't sure yesterday. I thought I loved the guts, and I'm being kind on the language. I love the guts of Chris Cuomo. I'm sorry. I mean, it was a racial slur, yes, because if the guy who said it was an Italian calling Chris Fredo. That's a dim-witted Italian-American. That's what that is. And because the Cuomos were Italian, right, it was an insult to Chris. And Chris had all the – but I'm telling you what, Chris should have, and the right thing to do with his child there and his family there, you just walk away. But sometimes we understand you can't walk away, especially if you're Italian. I said, I like that I saw Chris Cuomo was that Italian. Because sometimes I watch Chris on CNN, and they say the most bizarre things about everybody. They totally missed what the real America is, you know? And that's, I think, why their numbers at CNN have dropped dramatically. And that's why I will go to Fox, and I'll take a cab up. Don't send the car. You guys are on fire. I'm happy to be on Fox. So it was great to see Chris. So is that wrong? I'm dying to hear what you think about it, because I thought it was great the way Chris stepped up and had that anger. I didn't think he had it. I thought it was just like hook, line, and sinker. You know, I'm a socialist. I'm a communist. I hate the country. America was never that great, like Andrew, his brother, said. Boom, right? And then I end up speaking up. I said, politically, I couldn't be more diametrically opposed to anything that the Cuomos talk about. But the family, Mario, Matilda, are like royalty, especially to this former lifelong Democrat, you know? So it was interesting and curious to see what you think about it. But it was racist because the guy that said it wasn't Italian. It wasn't like, I used this and I said this. You know what Frank Sinatra used to call D. Martin? Dague. He used to call him Dague. Did you know that? Dague. You know what that was for? Dago. How about that? Frank Sinatra used to go, that was his you know, pal name. To Dean Martin, hey, Dake, like that. And it was so, and you know what? Everybody's so sensitive. It's like, okay. It's okay. But not if you're not Italian. Am I right there? That's right. This guy who went over to Chris and said, and started busting his chops, hey, Fredo, I like that Cuomo got mad, Chris. And I think it was indeed a racial slur. Not like the N-word, though. It was not like the N-word. You can't be that dramatic. So just that was all the news yesterday. So I just and then they go like this. They go like this. Oh, listen, I was dying to tell you this. They go, the girl. She was like Brown University, very very bright young gal. She goes, well, you know, the Italians, you know, because I go, look, we've gone through enough. I say, as Italian Americans, you know, and I speak for all ethnicity. But she goes, well, the Italians didn't go, their life wasn't as bad as like Black Americans. You know, she's like, because she was a you could tell, liberal. And so as soon as she said that, I very quietly just took a breath and I just said, the largest mass lynching in the United States of America was of Italian Americans in New Orleans in 1861. And I told the story of the lynchings down in New Orleans. And her, she was great, though. She didn't, you know, bark back like any other kind of leftist would. She just absorbed it. She was an Italian as well. And she understood it. But they don't know the history. I have to tell this young kid the history of Italian Americans because of the narrative over there that, you know, certain people are prejudiced against and other people aren't. And Italian Americans have no, I'm telling you something. And you know who else has no respect like that? The Latinos as well. Am I right or wrong? You could say what you want pretty much, but Latinos, the Chinese, Lord knows I you know, I have my fun. And I know we're politically, too politically correct, but it was a good, so it ended up being a big pro. I don't know. Al said he saw it, but I'll have to see it. But I ended up doing a whole speech on behalf of the Italian American community on Fox News. You'll never see it, you know. But anyway, so you got to give Chris Cuomo credit for having the guts. I didn't think he had the guts. And really, is this a story? No, but it sure is great gossip, you know. But as an Italian American, when they start calling us names, nobody cares. They're not. They could care less. They could care less. You know, they go, you're Italian. You're all mobbed up. Like Arthur Idala texted me, my buddy Arthur goes, he goes, you know, I'm a Sicilian. They always go, you must be in the mob as soon as you hear Sicilian. Unbelievable. But so help me God, we will put our formidable noses to the grindstone and we will continue onward and forward, as my pop used to say. Also, I wanted to talk to you about, too, before I go to the gentleman, if I can, at a quarter after 6:15 right now. Did you know we had a shooting in El Paso? And in Dayton, Ohio. Did you know that? It's off the charts. It's off the news already. Did you know that? I felt such a responsibility to tell you that. It's all politics now. It's all about Epstein now. Did you know that the guards, they falsified records? Now they replaced the superintendent? It's Epstein. It's a child molester creep. This is the headline inside out and backwards. And we have to cover it because it's all over the news. So I feel like I have to say something on Epstein. I want to see a funeral from El Paso. I want to see, I want an interview with a family member of someone who got killed in El Paso. I want to talk to them. I want to go in that house and I want to see them. I want to go to Dayton, Ohio. I want to talk to the police officer. How did you do that? 32 seconds you took down that monster creep, that killer in Dayton. What were you thinking? You let it go. We forget about it. It happens again. That's exactly what's going on here. And what about the gun situation? You don't want to talk about the guns. And I understand about don't take my guns away. I absolutely understand that, especially with how fragile this nation is with socialism taking over. It can happen. I'm telling you something. Ah, Joe, now you're being dramatic. Now you sound like a right wing. No, I'm telling you, in a second, if AOC got in, how she got in and she slipped in, there's those of us who look around, and no disrespect or hate or anger, by the way, just amazement that, wow, we could lose this all. I'm telling you. You and I, listening now, I always say, and with respect to the Mohegan tribe of Native Americans, we're last of the Mohegans, meaning we're the last folks standing on who believe. If you believe in God, if you believe in country, if you believe in the United States of America, if you believe you should speak English when you come here, if you believe in everything that our forefathers came here to do, to build this great nation, how, if you believe how your parents or your grandparents or yourself, you came into this country, became a legal citizen, you believe in all that, throw it out the window, man. Because I'm telling you, there's a movement afoot that, and Piscopo, forget about that. Now you sound like Rush Limbaugh or something. That's not, I'm telling you, I should be so lucky to sound like Rush. I'm telling you, there's a danger that it's all going to slip away. You know, so I understand when they say keep your guns, you got to keep your guns because there's going to be. And, you know, I use that that analogy when I was out in the boondocks during Sandy and no one was around. There was no food. There was no electricity. It was a complete mess before Governor Christie actually really he just really brought law and order together, like him or not, during Sandy, you know, when it was very, very tumultuous and we didn't know what was going on. I had no weapon. I had my children with me. I was a little worried. I'll tell you what, I was a little more than worried. I said, now I need a weapon. Because God forbid somebody comes, you're going to be robbed. You're going to get gangs coming over. You're going to want a weapon. You're going to want weapon. Am I wrong here? You're going to want to protect yourself. And I'm not being over dramatic. If I didn't see some of the things that people are getting away with in this country, how they're in politics, what they're saying, the political tenor of the country, where it goes and how it goes, and how the press creates these false narratives, you know, making excuses for things. And then I see people, mass murders, and then it happens, and oh my gosh, we're all up in arms, so to speak, and then it just goes away the next day. I wouldn't be worried, but we forget about these things. It goes on. The next one's going to happen. Someone has to stand fast and go, this is what we're going to do about the mental illness, about the mass shootings. And why, by the way, this, I'm going to tell you, we get away from those shootings. Walmart or those malls. Yeah, I don't know about the malls, but I know Walmart makes a fortune. Look at the numbers, the profit margin of Walmart, especially what they, compared to what they pay the people that work there. Where are the armed guards? Where are the armed guards at Walmart, for crying out loud? You know, you could, if you're in Dayton, Ohio, you're in the street, thank God the cops were there. And if a guy could kill nine people in 32 seconds, you know, or in, whatever it was, a minute, man, oh man, we got to come up with some kind of solution. So, and then this too, I have to say these things because otherwise we'll forget. Another suicide in the NYPD. The latest cop to take his own life, reading here, 35-year-old officer Johnny Rios, was a 7-year department veteran, temporarily assigned to a detail around Yankee Stadium, and yet another NYPD officer has taken his own life. Rest in peace, Officer Rios, you know, and to the family of the Rios family and to the family of the NYPD, our hearts go out, you know. And there's another CHIP officer killed. Another police, a California Highway Patrol officer, was dead a couple days ago. You saw that, right? And Officer Andre Moye. This is from a California Highway Patrol. May he rest in peace. Come on, look what's going on here. And we're talking about Epstein. Epstein, he committed suicide. Oh, I know the victims were shortchanged. But this guy, the creep, God forgive me. You don't want to say nobody deserves to die, but if anybody did, Epstein did. So our hearts go out to those lives lost in law enforcement, thanking them, because the morning will fly. We're going to up them, we're at them, and we're going to get you going in the most positive of light. So forgive me for being down in this regard, but I don't want to forget lives lost. You know, whether it's a mass murder, an unnecessary mass murder that we have just forgotten about already in El Paso and in Dayton, whether it's another suicide within the NYPD after they put their lives on the line for us, or whether it's in California in the Highway Patrol, you know, we want to remember those lives lost. You know, Americans, our fellow Americans, and what can we do about it? We got to come up with solutions. 621 with Joe on the radio. Frankie Five Boroughs is in the house. Oh, and then I'm going to play some audio for you. It was great because don't forget, while I'm on this tenor, all the kids, the black-on-black crime within the inner cities, we're forgetting about it. We talk about the mass murders, we forget about that, then we move on, and then we find Epstein, and the whole media is all about Epstein. We keep forgetting about the kids being killed every single weekend in the inner cities across the United States of America. I have hope this president understands that, and hopefully we'll tackle this problem. I'll get into that when we come back. 621, Debbie Duhame is out there. Hey, mm-hmm. Debbie, good morning to you. How are you this morning?
Good. You had a busy day yesterday, huh?
You know, I ended up going to Yankee Stadium because my friend said, Joe, would you come up to Yankee Stadium? And I go, talk me into it, you know. But the fact is,
Yankees win again.
I'll tell you, this team, I want to tell you something. I don't want to jinx it because I'm a Yankee fan. I love the Mets. You know, I mean, I have respect for the Red Sox, but I love the – so I'm up there, and I'll tell you about it, but I – it's late, and you're always on the clock for the radio, and I'm way up in the Bronx, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And mm-hmm. and I got to get back way down, so please. So I shouldn't complain. I wish I one day I'm going to go out and be able to just enjoy myself, and I know you know that feeling, Deb. Am I right?
You almost have to have the next day off. That's the only way, because you're always like, I've got to get to bed soon,
you know? Then I'm starting to resent people who are having a good time, you know what I mean?
Wait a minute, you don't have to get up as early as I do.
Hey, you want a drink? Want another drink, Joe? Oh, I'll have a Sprite. Oh, give me the Sprite, please.
Make it a double.
Yeah, I swear to God. And I'm looking at like, the bane of morning radio, and we love every minute of it. God help me. God help us. 6:23, Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's go out to the FDR Drive south of Grand Street. They just cleaned up an accident there. Traffic is moving slowly on the LIE westbound, heading out toward Junction Boulevard, but they cleaned up a crash there as well. It's going to be stop and go on the westbound BQE, getting down toward Kent Avenue. A disabled tractor trailer was just cleared. Still solid on the eastbound Gowanus up through 38th. The eastbound BQE still really busy up toward Atlantic Avenue. Now, if you're heading to the inbound side of the GWB, moving along okay, Lincoln 15, Holland 15 minutes getting into town as well. Over on New Road in South Brunswick, it looks like an accident right at Shelley Road. A dump truck went into a house. So it's a lot of activity over there. And watch for slowdowns on the sprain south of Jackson Avenue to Greenberg with an accident on the shoulder. Chance of thunderstorms today, high of 79. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Excuse me.
Yes.
In case you haven't noticed, advertising has changed over the years.
What?
It used to be customers could find or discover your business in just a handful of ways. Now, life is digital with so many more options and things you need to do. You need Salem Surround, a full-service digital agency with all your digital marketing under one roof. When a potential customer searches for your product, do they find your business or the competition? Is your business's contact information accurate and everywhere it should be to reach today's digital consumer? Does your website have all the right tools to turn visitors into leads? If not, we've got some solutions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to help get your message in front of today's digital audience. We'll help deliver customers by putting your business message in the right place at the right time. Don't just invest in a marketing strategy. You need to surround your target audience. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
In this crazy, messy world, we're all trying to make sure we do our best to stay healthy against the new diseases that seem to pop up in schools, at work, and hospitals. It's hard to find a product that's safe, effective, and alcohol-free. Well, guess what? The wait is over. Durasan is a water-based, non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and protects skin for up to 24 hours. It comes in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays that are perfect for everyday use. Durasan also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that is FDA approved and environmentally safe, just like their hand sanitizer. Durasan has a long line of safe-to-use products. Their USDA organic mosquito spray safely protects from dangerous pathogens like the Zika virus, which is perfect for the summertime. If you listen to Joe Piscopo, get 20% off when you mention the show. To learn more about Durasan products, please go to Durasan.com or call 844-DURASAN, 844-387-4726. Durasan.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
You gotta go to Mo's, baby. Joe Piscopo's on the radio. So listen, so we're gonna go to the guys in a second. And let me say good morning, Frankie. Good morning to you.
Good morning,
my friend.
Joe. How are you?
Good, good. I'm fired up. I just wanted to get things all out. And Albert, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning.
Debbie always is always great to have Debbie with us. There's certain things that happen, and I feel when I turn the mic on, I gotta get it out of my system. When I see all of I hear the president. I'm reading here. Frankie sent me a story just now. Thank you, Frankie, five boroughs. President Trump supporting meaningful background checks and thinks Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants that too. See, and I tell you, when I saw the president Friday at that Joe Farrell's house out on Long Island in the Hamptons, and again when I was way back with the regular people, not up front. Not that I'm bitter about it. No, I'm not. I'd rather be with the people. But the president did mention this. I told you this. He said from the podium, we need background. He said it twice. We need background. Donnie two times, somebody said, right? We need background checks. He goes, we need background checks. He said it like that. So what are they going to do, background checks? So, and here he says, talking with the reporters in Jersey, the president noted that he is a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, but said he doesn't want guns in the hands of a lunatic or a maniac. Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that, because should there not be a database, you know, about where red flags are up. But look at the red flags that happened with this Parkland shooter. I'm not even going to mention his name. Down in Broward County, it took out all those kids, you know, including, Meadow Pollock, Andrew Pollock, our buddy's beautiful daughter. And what happened there? Where, first of all, what happened? They fired people. They fired that Sheriff Israel guy, right? Another guy got fired. But still, there's no laws. How did they go through so many red flags of complaints of this guy looking weird? And it went to all kinds of law enforcement, but everybody's afraid. Everybody's afraid to say anything because we're too politically correct. You guess, you know, if there's a kid that's whacked out, you got to say something. Is background checks the answer? 877-970-2999. And I want to really just have a lot of fun this morning. But we have a show of substance thanks to Frank Morano right here. John.
Sorry.
Yes. How dare you? How dare you? I want to just talk about me at Yankee Stadium last night. John Iannarelli, retired FBI special agent, author, and consultant. We're going to talk about the mass shootings with this former FBI agent, John Iannarelli. Congressman Peter King, who we love, he'll be coming up. We're going to talk about the tariffs. The president bumped the tariffs now to December because of the dancing of the stock market. So we'll talk to Congressman King about that. Trish Regan is doing such a great job, host of Trish Regan Primetime on the Fox Business Network. That is every night at 8 o'clock. Love her show. Trish, kind enough to join us this morning. Commissioner Bernard Kerik on the show, former commissioner of the NYPD and the NYC Department of Corrections. Bernie knows this. We feel, Frankie Five Boroughs and I feel, the commissioner should be appointed by the president of the United States to just totally redo the whole prison system in America. And we'll be talking to the commissioner about this Epstein situation and another NYPD suicide. Aso Wanatusuparp is his name, and a nice kid. He's from he's got this with Dottie Herman. He's a vice president and regional manager at Citizens Bank, co-host of Iron Real Estate. And check now, you think, okay, Joe, that's a lot of show. How about Dr. Sebastian Gorka? Boom! And how great, by the way, is Dr. Gorka on the air, on the radio? How cool is it that Salem Media has Dr. Gorka on as part of the lineup with Mike Gallagher and Dennis Prager and with the rest of the great team and Larry Elder? How great is that? Dr. Gorka on the show in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to talk to Dr. Gorka about it as much as we can, and we always appreciate his valuable time. And Michelle Eskenazi is owner of we've had Michelle on before. She's great. Owner of one of the largest bail bond agencies in New York. The bail bond queen in New York and New Jersey, baby. In the meantime, before we break, this I have to get out of my system. And forgive me, and I love you. You are family, and I'm fired up, and I love this country so much, and I see we can make turns. And I always say, this is our time where we can get things done. You know, it really is. But you got to do it now because you got the enemy coming from the way left, and it is the enemy, and it's the enemy within, and the enemy is within, and they're trying to take us down. I'm not being melodramatic. I'm an objective observer. Trust me. I'm an objective observer, and I see that I just feel the foundation. Don't you feel the foundation a little bit like a little tremor? You feel a little tremor of the foundation of the United States of America. It's just starting to shake a little bit, you know? Like you feel that tremor. You're feeling an earthquake, like waiting for the big one. So we have to stay vigilant. We got to stay on track. This is a problem as a Christian, as a person of Christ, as a person who believes in God. And even if you don't, as a humanitarian, if I can, the violence within the inner cities is something, and I was taught this 25 years ago. I keep telling you, I've had mentors that taught me this. These are, and I look in the eyes when I walk the streets in Newark, when I put the flak jacket on, and the Newark Police Department drove me around way back in the day, 25 years ago, were all those carjackings, remember that, right? And I saw, and that day when I got driven around by the police, you know what they said to me? Stay low, Joe. Stay low, Joe. I go, what? No. What's going to happen? Three people popped that night. Boom. And we went to the scene. Three people killed. It happens every single night. In the end, these are our fellow Americans. These are our brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter what religion you are, what color you are, what your lifestyle is. These are our people. This is you and me, man. In the eyes, we are children of God. And we don't care about them? And the Democrats, the Democratic Party, why I walked away, not that anybody cares, but I walked away because they have abandoned the inner cities. Every single one of these inner cities with these intense problems was run by Democratic administrations. Where's the $100 million that went to Newark schools, by the way, from Mark Zuckerberg? Where was that? No one tracked it. The media doesn't trace it. There are a couple stories in New York Magazine, a couple here, a couple there. Where is that? So I want you to listen to a gentleman. I can't even find the tweet, but I got so fired up this morning, and I sent it off to Frankie real quick. And I said, Frankie, play this real quick. And I know we got a break, guys, but this is a gentleman. He's got the news media in front of him. He is in Baltimore. And this is from a guy who is living in the streets. And this is what he has to say to the press of the United States. Thank you, Frank.
I doubt this person will be brought to justice.
Are you getting a Sarah Levy Moore? She was a white police officer. Gunning down three blacks and injuring four, Wilson High School will be set on fire, and every black leader, every community leader will be up here. Black Lives Matter, hands up. Blacks are murdering blacks every 32 hours since June. I've been in this town all my life. I'm 56 years old. I am afraid of being shot and gunned down by a black. Again, if this was a white police officer, shooting and killing three blacks. People will be out here. The school will be on fire. People will be coming forward saying, I saw this white police officer. But because it's black on black crime, it is socially acceptable for blacks not to talk to the police. It is appalling. And every 32 hours since June, blacks have been murdering blacks. And y'all guys got to do a better job.
And he walks away, and he says that to the press. And you know what? God bless that guy for having the guts to say it. Lives in the community, wants to stay in the community, and he's afraid of being shot. And there are children being shot like that all across. And we don't hear. We forget about what happened in El Paso. Thank God the president is at least addressing that. It's hard for a Republican and quote-unquote conservative president to talk about background checks, but he is, and God bless him for that. But and he also is forming these opportunity zones, and he works with the pastors, because that may very well be the answer, is working with the pastors within the inner cities to solve this problem. But it nauseates me, all the work that I've done for the inner cities, working with these kids, going around the country, and I've been doing it for 25 years, and nobody cares. The politicians don't care. Where's Elizabeth Warren in this regard? Where's Bernie Sanders? Where are the Democrats who care about quote-unquote the people, who cannot stand Donald Trump? Where are these people that are stepping up, trying to... Where's Joe Biden talking about this? Oh, the black vote. That's all. They accept the black vote. They expect the black vote. How about doing something for the black community who is being decimated every single night in cities around the country? 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. We'll get into it with John Iannarelli. He's a retired FBI special agent, talking about the mass shootings, talking about these shootings in the inner cities. And yes, what happened with this Epstein guy, this is all the news all the time. We've got to do it because it is the news. Congressman Peter King as well, Trish Regan. So we got a lot of show, and Dr. Gorka as well. 877-970-2999. Frankie is here, Debbie is here, and Al is here with the news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
74 degrees at 636. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy is on his way to Newark today for a tour of a bottled water distribution center. Thousands of city residents in the Pequannock service area are being advised not to drink or cook with their piped-in water due to possible lead contamination. Murphy said yesterday his office is supporting the city's efforts and will be meeting with fellow Democrat Mayor Ross Baraka later today for the tour. Both will also publicly appear at 12:30 p.m. at the Newark Health Department on William Street. Governor Cuomo directing flags to be flown at half-staff in honor of New York State Trooper Jeffrey Sikora. Flags on state government buildings will pay tribute to Sikora, who died on Saturday from an illness resulting from his work at the World Trade Center following the September 11 terrorist attack. Sergeant Sikora joined the state police in 1992, was assigned to New York City to help with search and rescue efforts. Governor Cuomo calls Sikora a hero, adding he represents the very best of New York and will never be forgotten. In sports, Yankees cruise to an 8-3 win over the Orioles in the Bronx. Zach Wheeler allowing 5 runs in as many innings as the Mets lost to the Braves 5-3 at Atlanta. The Amazons are 2 games out of the second NL wildcard spot. And the Giants, they'll start the season without Golden Tate. The wide receiver lost his appeal on Tuesday of a 4-game suspension after he tested positive for a performance-enhancing substance. Tate said it came from a prescribed fertility medication. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks. Let's go out to the westbound BQE, moving slowly, getting down toward Kent Avenue with a disabled truck cleared. It's solid on the eastbound Gowanus up through 38th. More volume heading up toward Atlantic Avenue. Expect delays on the Harlem River Drive south down toward the RFK Bridge. Southbound FDR Drive down by Grand Street. Accident cleared. Over on the Cross Bronx westbound, you're slowing down, getting out toward Rosedale Avenue. And we're getting reports of an accident on the Grand Central Parkway West right at the LIE. Just being cleared. Inbound side of the GWB, getting reports of an accident now to that upper level, 10 minutes in. Lincoln 15, Holland 20 minutes heading into town. Traffic is building on the Newark Bay Extension eastbound, getting out toward the Newark Bay Bridge. And expect delays here as you head over to South Brunswick, New Road into Shelley Road. A truck went into a house. Watch for thunderstorms today, high in the upper 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors are ready to help with advice, dedicated one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, and more. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
You want your teeth to be taken care of right from the start. You want that beautiful and healthy smile for you and your loved ones. So, you'll want to call Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey in nearby Morristown, New Jersey. For veneers, implants, crowns, and family dentistry, the amazing and exceptional team at Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey will care for you like family. Call today, 973-285-5480. That's 973-285-5480 for your appointment. Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Trivium Academy of New Jersey, Upper Room Christian School, Christ Our Foundation Learning Center. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Hey, it's a Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. And love my Balance of Nature. I took it last night when I came home. I said, you know, I took it this morning up and at 'em, and we want you to try to do the same thing. It's simply this: fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's what Balance of Nature is. If you take a vitamin, I keep telling you this, and if you just open up your multivitamin that you have in the house and go like that, it's like, oh. Why would it smell that medicinal, you know? It shouldn't, because it's not natural. There's filler. You eliminate it. It's just not – there's nothing really in there. So I found out that would help you. Not like Balance of Nature. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. True fruits and vegetables. And what Dr. Douglas Howard says, Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time, it's so true. So all I ask is that you try it. Frankie got me on this. Took him years, by the way. Yeah, literally, you know. I kept hearing him talk about it. And then he goes, you got to try this. And I tried it. Whoa. And I'm like Mr. Vitamin Guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a vitamin guy. And then I had the privilege of sitting with the Howards and talking to Sue, Doug Howard's wife, and Lex, who runs the company, you know. And they told me how they developed, how Dr. Howard, who's a medical doctor, came up with this whole concept of fruits and vegetables in capsule form. So then, and this from the Howards as well, for a limited time, by the way, all new preferred customers will receive an additional 30% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. Balance of Nature right there. You'll get an extra $10 as well off of any additional set of fruits and veggies that you purchase. This summer special will expire, so don't wait, please. 800-246-8751. You know that number. Here it is. This is the morning to try it, please. 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer. Good health, it's only a phone call away.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio, fired up this morning. I want to get everything out there. Oh, thank you. I love you for listening on AM 970, The Answer. There's things that just get bottled up overnight, and I think about it, and then I just kind of explode in the morning, and I appreciate that very much. And we will tackle it all this morning, as much as we can. We reached out to John Iannarelli, retired FBI agent, author, and consultant. Hey, John, welcome to the show, sir. Great to have you with us. That worked well. All right. We're off and we're running. There we go. John, I got you there?
You do.
Hi. Thank you, John. John, thanks for your service to this country. Where are you from, man, if I may ask?
I'm a Jersey boy, Joe.
I knew it. See, FBI, Jersey making us Italian, making us proud. We have so much to talk about there, sir, but where are you from in Jersey? What exit?
Exit 160. Grew up in Fairlawn, Fairlawn High, Montclair State, you name it.
Got Montclair State, and then you said, I want to be in the FBI. Did you do local law enforcement first, if I can ask?
No, you can ask. I can tell. I grew up, since I was a kid, wanted to be an FBI agent. Moved out to California to become a cop. Went to law school nights to get my law degree so that I could get into the FBI because you had to be a lawyer and accountant. And then spent 21 years with the FBI.
God bless you, man. Making Italians proud, John. We appreciate that more than we could tell you, sir. And by the way, you were this morning. Did you do Fox News this morning about this Epstein situation? Thank you.
Right, I was on Fox and Friends First this morning.
Yeah, they're great. Rob and Jillian do such a great job. Thank you. And thanks for jumping up over here because we're hearing now that the guards who were guarding Epstein at the MCC were actually asleep. This is true?
Nap time at the jail. Yeah, I imagine what happened was that they have probably minimal supervision. It's late at night. And decided to sleep on the job, which, you know, aside from the horrible thing that happened, because Epstein should have been brought to justice and tried, but it's also your taxpayer dollars. People are supposed to be working. We expect that, and certainly did not get the performance we were looking for.
Yeah. Now, did they really falsify records? That's true?
Well, that's what we're being told, and I'm not surprised. The reality is, if you're not going to be doing your responsibilities, you're not going to be able to get away with it either unless you cover your tracks. This is not the first time something like this has happened. Certainly, it's not the vast reality of the men and women who do this job and do it regularly and honorably. Right. But if that's the case, then we have some problems because that's going to be a violation of federal law as well. They may wind up on the other side of the bars.
Wow. And what actions did AG Barr take yesterday to clean house, sir?
Well, A.G. Barr definitely moved the person who was in charge of that particular facility out. The reality is the buck stops at the top, and you have to ensure that you are giving proper supervision, that you're making sure that people are following the responsibilities, the orders. Something of this magnitude, a criminal that has been accused of the heinous crimes that Jeffrey Epstein was accused of, to be able to get away without having to face it, the sentence, to have the victims out there that are not being brought justice. People have to pay the penalty. I think they're going to be doing more in cleaning house, including looking at everything that's taken place there and what procedures are in place that weren't followed, what procedures they don't have, they need to have. There's going to be a complete shakeup.
Wow. You know what, John, I got to ask you, because, and thank you, when I say thank you for your services, because the FBI, it's been a tough couple of years with the FBI, with some of the rogue people stepping up, and we always said, and have said, that the rank and file of the FBI has been stellar, and our brilliant law enforcement men and women. So you've been there for years. You know, what does your instinct tell you when possibly they may have falsified the records? Does that suggest to you that something suspicious went on with this Epstein situation?
No, I don't buy into conspiracy theories at all on this. I think what you see in government a lot of times is, frankly, incompetence or people not doing what they're supposed to do. Not everybody's an FBI agent, and as well as local enforcement, where people take their jobs very, very seriously. When you look at what we may have had there as the prison guard working that night, my understanding is they didn't even have enough guards, so they have a non-guard performing guard responsibilities, which is absolutely reprehensible. Aside from the fact you want people trained to do the job properly, think about the other guards there that may require backup assistance from other correctional officers, and yet you're not even providing them with that. Instead, you're giving them a support employee from another capacity. It has been known for people to falsify records to cover their tracks when they're not performing their job responsibilities. Mm-hmm. I think that's what we're going to see here. And, of course, that's going to be punishable. At the very least, I think people are going to lose their jobs.
Just one more question regarding Epstein before we move on, if I may, sir. The shrieking and screaming from Epstein's cell, is that true or is that just rumor?
Well, I think it's been mischaracterized. What you heard was yelling, but those were from the people discovering what had taken place. A lot of yelling and getting medical assistance in, not from Epstein himself, who apparently at that point was already deceased.
You know, so I want to talk to you about this, the mass murders, because you know what I said when I opened the show, John, I said, if I can call you John, I said, we forget about El Paso. We're going to move on from that. We're going to move on from Dayton, Ohio. And then we move on. Then it happens again. I got to take advantage of your expertise. Why do we have so many mass shootings, and what can really be done about it? I mean, a base question, but I mean, we can't forget about it again. We can't get it. We got to come to some kind of solution.
You're absolutely right, Joe, and I will tell you, so I have a couple of books I've written on this. I go out and do this sort of training to be prepared for it. As the stars would align and have it, unfortunately, I happened to be in Vegas when the shooting happened in Vegas.
Oh, man.
I worked for the FBI and was on scene when Gabby Giffords, shortly after she was shot. I've responded to mass shootings as a police officer in two different schools, so I've seen a lot of it from the inside. I will tell you the common denominator each and every time is there's a level of mental illness. And we need to start addressing those issues in this country. You know, I know back in the 70s, we had a lot of mental health facilities in various hospitals. We don't have those anymore. And I can't believe for a minute that this country is any more sane than it was back in the
70s.
There's still these issues that need to be addressed. Additionally, what do you do with somebody who's a grown adult who has mental health issues but doesn't want to have it treated? We've got to have that conversation. Everybody wants to talk about gun control and all these other things. The reality is you're not going to get somebody who has mental health problems to obey the laws.
Yeah, amen. John Iannarelli, retired FBI agent, author and consultant. I really appreciate your time. It's 3:40 in the morning where you are. Is that what I'm hearing, sir?
That is correct.
Oh, man, you are the man, John. You got to come back if you would. Italian from New Jersey and the FBI. God bless you, man. Godspeed, John. And thank you for your expertise this morning.
Thanks for having me, and keep up the good work, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. John Iannarelli right there, doing a great job serving this country. It's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:50 right now. Debbie Duhame is out there diligently working for you on the roads. What does Frankie call you? The goddess of the Gowanus. I love that.
Thank you.
Thank you. She says thank you.
You're most welcome.
How we doing this morning, Deb? I'm afraid to ask.
Let's see what's happening out here, Joe. First of all, if you're heading over to South Brunswick, it's a problem over on New Road, right into Shelley Road. A truck went into a house. And it looks like they're still cleaning up the mess over there. 78 eastbound building up by 287. I see volume for you at the inbound GWB. 20 minutes with an accident clear from the upper level. Lincoln 15, Holland, that's 15 to 20. It's still very busy on the westbound belt getting out to our Kennedy Airport. And stop and go on the westbound BQE over the Kosciuszko Bridge. The eastbound side of the BQE slowing down through Atlantic Avenue. And traffic is moving slowly for you as you head to the LIE westbound, getting out toward the area of Crooked Hill Road on the island. More volume out through Casino Boulevard, heading right through Queens. And prepare for some slowdowns as you head over to the Sprain south of Jackson Avenue, Greenberg, with an accident just about cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Napa Know How.
At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa Automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa Automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. While supplies last, offer ends 8/31/19.
Welcome to Office Depot. How can I help you?
We're getting her organized for back to school.
Yep, got my green notebook and folder for chemistry.
I mean, science is always green because, of course.
Right, because math always has red notebooks.
Right, because blue notebooks are for English.
And yellow are for social studies. And purple is for music. And are we twins?
No. Get everything on their list from the advisors at Office Depot Office Max. This week's doorbuster, 1-inch binders for $1. $1 in-store or online at officedepot.com. Limit 10.
Michael's of Brooklyn is giving three lucky people the chance to cook at their restaurant for the first ever Columbus Day Cook-Off on October 13th. Contestants will prepare Italian dishes using Michael's of Brooklyn sauce, and a winner will be chosen by a panel of judges, including Saturday Night Live legend and AM 970 radio host Joe Piscopo. Don't be intimidated if you're not a professional. This Iron Chef-style cook-off will create lasting memories and delicious dishes. For contest details, go to AM970TheAnswer.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Humid today with clouds and a few intervals of sun, a brief shower or two. There can even be a thunderstorm in places this afternoon and early evening. Our high today, close to 80. Partly to mostly cloudy and humid overnight, low 68. Tomorrow, times of sun and clouds, warm and humid. There may be a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, high 80. For Friday, clouds and a limited sun and humid with a brief shower or two in the area, high 78. AM 970, the answer.
Joe on the radio. Thank you, Joe Lundberg, 654. Telling you about Rhino Shield. I love telling you about Rhino Shield because people always ask, Joe, tell me about Rhino Shield. Can I use it for my business? Yes, please. Yes. And I'm telling you, this is the morning. Now, I'm all fired up this morning, trying to tackle everything. I want to take care of the problem with your building where you got stucco, you got brick, you got wood, aluminum block or vinyl. And then if you're like me, it fades in one area, you know, where the sun hits it and it's not even. And don't forget, your building is your calling card. When people go by your building and you are a business, you want it to look great. If your house. How many houses do you drive by? I always drive by a house. I look, I go, oh, man, that needs a paint job, right? Right? Well, I wish they would fix that house in the neighborhood. I got your problem solved. Susan at Rhino Shield can give you a free estimate and explain to you exactly about this ceramic coating that seals your house, seals your building, and it's guaranteed for 25 years. I did it at my house. I'll tell you, it's spectacular. And I guess so much you got to worry about it at your home or your business, the property itself, right? The one thing you don't want to worry about is painting again. Call Susan, please, at Rhino Shield for a free estimate, 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Susan is one of the nicest people you're gonna work with. She'll get a graphic of your building, of your home. She'll put the color in the graphic of what you want, you know, and you could pick it out. And again, a free estimate. The phone call is all you got to do to Susan. 877-744-6608. Or you can go here, please. RhinoShieldOfNY.com. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Feels like the first time, baby. Feels like 6 years ago. I can remember when I first came on the radio. And you were there for me.
I remember like it was yesterday, baby.
I would climb any mountain, sail across the stormy sea. If that's what it takes me, baby, to show how much you mean to me.
Let it rip, Albert. This is one of the great all-time rock and roll songs ever, ever.
That brings out the man.
Foreigner. Illegals, but we still love them.
I know I can't help myself. You're all in the world.
Sing it with me. Get your morning started. Here we go, baby. Come on.
It feels like the first time.
You know what I'm talking about.
Feels like the very first time.
Great choice, Albert. Thank you, buddy, man. That's what I'm talking about, getting this Wednesday started.
I
it's summertime, but we are
I
fired.
Try.
We are fired up. Hey, thing about Al Gattulo, he's no Fredo. Let me tell
That's
you.
Right. That's right. That's right. I'm no Fredo. I'm smart. Not like they say, Joe.
And what did you send me, Siri? Al said if you
so,
call.
I can't take credit. I can't take credit for this because Councilman Joe Borelli actually tweeted this out last night.
Of course.
So if you say to Siri.
By the way, Joe Borelli, as bright as he is, the superstar in politics, Frankie Fibros, that Joe Borelli is, he's got a wicked sense of humor.
Oh,
really
does. He really does. I really believe he's the Republican. And AOC.
Yeah. So anyway, so he tweets this out last night. If you go to your Apple phone and you say to Siri, how old is Chris Cuomo? It comes up, Fredo Cuomo is 49 years old.
Oh, my God.
So my son has an iPhone, so I said, do it. So he did it, and sure enough, it comes up with his picture. Hysterical.
So who did that? Who changed that? Somebody at Apple
somebody
did
that? Somebody at Apple did. They had to.
Somebody's got a sense of humor. We love it. Hey, we got a lot to talk about. Five Boroughs is in the house, and Albert is here. Debbie's got traffic for you. Congressman Peter King coming up in the next hour. Trish Regan, host of Trish Regan Primetime on Fox Business, doing a great job over at Fox Business every night at 8 p.m. Trish will be with us. Commissioner Bernard Kurek, Dr. Sebastian Gorka will be with us. And you at 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Radio Piscopo, live from the greatest city in the world.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.